Welcome to the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only campus-produced radio show that strictly talks hockey. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, why not call, right? 204-269-8636. That's 204-269-UMFM.
We'll hold those calls, though, at the beginning, though, because we got a special guest in studio as we bring his mic up and we fade out Pharrell and Gesaffelstein. Gesaffelstein.
That sounds almost
new music from them. They're a French sort of... punk sort of kind of like the
new Rammstein,
like the Daft Punk. No, they're kind of like a Daft Punk, like a DJ sort of setup like that. But Gesaffelstein and Pharrell Williams there with Blast Off, a good tune in terms of good beat there. Welcome to the Hockey Show, everybody, and we want to welcome in a guest who is doing all sorts of great things for hockey in this city as well. I know we had a guest on last week that we spoke of as well, but tonight we want to welcome Neil Navarro. Neil, how are you? Let's get into this, because you are the owner and certainly a proprietor of Pizza Pizza here in Winnipeg, and Pizza Pizza is doing all sorts of amazing stuff. Let's start with the obvious. Your store is legitimately a white store now.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, but before anything else, Trevor and Brendan, thank you for welcoming me here in your show, and it's awesome to be here.
Oh, and we're more than welcome more than happy to have you here in terms of welcoming you in, because
especially when you bring us free pizzas.
Well, oh, that's nothing.
One, the free pizza is outstanding, folks. Yeah. If you're looking for dinner tonight and you're on the way home and you're listening to the show right now, call them. Fantastic pizza.
I'm chowing down on the most controversial pizza of all time, a Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, you like it?
Hawaiian pizza. Not everybody like it.
Yeah, I thought you the pineapple. Liked the Meat Supreme, which is the bestseller in our store and other pizza restaurants here in the city.
So, we're talking about your store, though, Neil. I mean, it's gone from being orange with the orange sign and the recognizable pizza sign into being, like you were saying earlier before the show, almost into a brand new Jet store.
Yes, that's actually true. Well, in this playoffs, and of course, congratulations to our beloved Winnipeg Jets. They made the playoffs. And in support of our Jets players and, of course, the team, the Jets team, we have converted or traded our orange to white. And the new orange now is white. So what we did, if you would allow me, is we made our front store white. Even the signs, our staff are now wearing white. That's like what I'm wearing right now. Yeah, the Go Jets Go white shirt. And also, we changed our traditional orange boxes into white boxes. And to top it all, we now have a Winnipeg Jets, big Winnipeg Jets billboard on top of our store.
That is awesome. For those that don't know, there are 12 Pizza Pizzas in Winnipeg. I didn't know there was that many, though, to be honest. I thought there was only a few, but 12 restaurants in Winnipeg. Pizza Pizza, of course, being a household staple for Winnipeggers since 2009. And you were right. I mean, there's the billboard. Also, if you're driving down Notre Dame and McPhillips, and you notice Pizza Pizza there, they also have a massive billboard towering over their store with the Go Jets Go. Yeah, so that's fantastic for you guys. In terms of getting everything going, showing your support. Let's get into it, because there's some awesome stuff that Pizza Pizza is offering people that might be hungry tonight. What are the deals you guys are offering during the run here for Winnipeg?
Oh, absolutely. We're happy to give our passionate fans, Winnipeg fans, not just the fans, but all Winnipeggers that want to have some taste of pizza. So, For the first round, we give 10% discount on the total order, and for the second round, it would be 15%, 20% for the third round, and for the fourth round, it would be 25% on the total orders for that the one you would make for the store.
That is fantastic. If the Jets make the Stanley Cup final, everybody, you're getting 25% off, which is outstanding. That's a fantastic deal. I agree.
Well, with the way they bounce back, that's not impossible.
No, that's not impossible. I'm going to ask you right now, Neil. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Jets and St. Louis tonight at the Bell MTS Center. What's the score? Who wins tonight?
Of course, the Jets. Just look at the momentum that they have right now. Of course, the first two games, probably they had so much pressure playing on home ground.
Right,
but
yeah.
If you have seen the game three, lots of players contributed and that brought the best of them. And, of course, the last game, the magic hand of Connor
gave us
that beautiful win.
That
right?
overtime victory off the stick of Kyle Connor. That was beautiful. Yeah, no, nothing
wrong
with
Connor,
that.
Kyle Connor, right.
So, I mean, again, we're looking at some of the information that has been provided to us. For people that are looking for some more information or how to get to some orders to go, www.pizzapizza.ca is where they can go in terms of getting some information. If you're looking to get in on any of the other stuff that's happening, obviously give them a call. But there's for 50 years... I don't know if people are aware of this. 50 years, Pizza Pizza has been guided by a vision of always the best food made especially for you. In honor of that 50 years, you know what we're going to do tonight, Means? We're going to give away a $50 gift card to Pizza Pizza.
That only makes sense.
At some point tonight, we are going to give away a $50 gift card to Pizza Pizza. So listen closely to this station for the next 40 minutes or so, or 50 minutes or so.
We hope you're listening anyways.
Yeah, I mean, you should be listening. But
listen closely.
We're going to get that going for sure. So that's going to be our big giveaway. We'll get that going tonight for a little
bit
more.
Fabulous.
Offering up some more pizza, which will be fun and awesome. But you were mentioning again, Neil, I mean, white sort of the new orange in terms of, you know, everybody talks orange is the new black.
Yeah.
White's the new orange right now. You got the icy white pizza boxes. You got the all white attire. Where, you know, how long? And I mean, you've been a Jets fan for seemingly for a while now.
Yes.
How were you there? Were you here when were you at the big announcement when they said the Jets were coming back? Have you bought in since day one?
Well, absolutely. I heard the news when they were brought back here. For a fact, I know when they started, and also when we partnered with this super team, the Winnipeg Jets. So I'm aware with when they came back.
Yeah, that's all right then. For those that don't know, and here's something that you might not realize, not only do they support pro hockey, they also support amateur sports as well. Pizza Pizza is a great work, does a ton of great work doing all sorts of stuff around the city for amateur sports, including being one of the sponsors for Bison Sports here on the University of Manitoba campus. So we want to say thank you to Pizza Pizza, certainly to you as well, Neil, for being part of that, for helping amateur sports maybe get a little bit more recognition with the support and certainly the help that you guys provide.
You're more than welcome. We're happy to do all these things for our students and, of course, University of Manitoba. And if I may add kindly, just that you know, we give free pizzas for University of Manitoba students during their orientation day. So that's one slice of pizza for each student's during the first week of classes.
You know, you might have sold me right there because I'd come to school for pizza.
I was saying earlier, like, if you had to choose between the University of Regina and the University of Manitoba, I think that tips the bow.
That right there might have sold me on it for sure. That free pizza on orientation day, done and done. Again, for people that are looking for great pizza specials, make sure you get over to pizzapizza.ca and make sure you give them a call. What number can they get your store at, Neil? Let's give that information out. What number can they call you at?
There you go. Now, for my store, that's located at 600 Portage Avenue, that's in front of the University of Winnipeg, our number is 204-779-8811. And, of course, probably you folks know the number for the whole of Winnipeg, and that's 204-957-1111.
957-1111. That's awesome.
It's easy. It's easy to remember.
Yeah. And do they need to mention anything to get the 10% off, or is that automatically applied just for being awesome?
You said that.
Yeah. All right. That's good then.
You said that.
So if you're looking for a good deal tonight on at least some dinner, yeah, get over to Pete's Pizza or give the 957-1111 a call there and get your 10% off pizza tonight, because that's a good deal for sure.
It's a good deal.
Looking forward now, do you have a preference, Neil? Do you have a preference on whether they play Dallas or Nashville? Who would you like to see the Jets play if they were to advance the second round? When they advance to the second round?
You know what? I'm very positive. They will advance. I think they got their bearings now. They know how to play St. Louis, and for sure they'll advance. Well, I'd say it's better off for them playing Nashville.
I think.
How about you guys?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I would like to see Nashville back in this city again. And certainly, I mean, I know that we don't have home ice advantage at that point, but I think last year when they came to Winnipeg, they found out quickly that we're no pushover. This is a hockey city for sure, through and through.
Yeah, and I mean, the way the Jets have played in playoffs recently is home ice advantage doesn't matter much to them. So, you know, playing on the road seems to be the way they like to win games, and then they've done it in the past. So I'm scared of Dallas just based on our season record against Dallas.
Sure, yeah, that's fair.
In Nashville, we played quite well this year, so we'll see.
Well, I agree with you. The way they play on the road, there's nothing to fear.
Yeah. So again, we just want to bring that forward once more in terms of the deal. 10% right now in this round. 10%.
Yes.
If the Jets advance to play Nashville, or when they advance to play Nashville and Dallas. Again,
Dallas.
I'm confident they're going to do it. I just don't want to jinx anything.
I'm pretty sure.
When they do, it's 15% off.
15%.
When the Jets make it to the Western Conference Final to knock out Vegas,
that's
or San 20%. Jose or Calgary. Colorado could be there.
Yep.
That's 20%, right? Neil's got that. And then if they go to the Stanley Cup Final, what are we looking at, Neil? What's the discount at that point?
25%.
That is awesome. 25%. That is the way to go right there.
Yes.
If you're looking for good pizza, head over to your pizza. Go to, again, www.pizzapizza.ca or give them a call, 204-957-1111. Last question for you here, Navarro, or Neil. I know you got 100 things that you probably got to do tonight, especially with the Whiteout downtown. Probably going to have a packed store in there looking for people or people looking for pizza. One last question for you. Are you going to go? Does the parade go in front of Pizza Pizza down Portage Avenue? Is that where you want to see the Stanley Cup parade this year?
Of course. No doubt. No doubt. That would make our day. You know, it's not just me. Everyone else in our store are huge Jets fans. And not just that. My family, my only boy, who's a medical student graduating now, whenever there's a Jets game, they're at home, and they're going crazy.
That's awesome. I can't wait for tonight. I hope the Jets obviously come out and put a big number up on the board against St. Louis tonight. I'm sure everybody will be watching at your house, Neil.
Yes.
And in saying that, get yourself some pizza to watch the game with tonight, folks. Go phone Pizza Pizza, again, 957-1111, or contact them at pizzapizza.ca. We'll get that going. Neil, it has been a pleasure. It has been an honor to have you on, a privilege. And not only did you bring stuff, but we are going to send you away with some stuff as well. There is some UMFM gear, some hot sauce we were holding on to.
We can maybe put that on the pizza?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Great.
So you're more than welcome to use that stuff whenever you like, however you like. Obviously, the coffee cup is there as well. We got a few pins in there for you. But we want to say thanks for everything you've done for us and everything you're doing for Winnipeg, because quite honestly, this has been an incredible playoff run so far, and we got a long way to go, and we're happy that Pizza Pizza is helping to keep people fed throughout the playoffs with the great discounts and great offers that they have.
There you go. And if only you guys can see this is an awesome cup. And you know what? My daughter Patricia will like this.
Right on.
It's an awesome hat.
Thank you so much.
It's an awesome hat.
Thank you so
much. Oh, no,
you
thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming in. And like I said, keep listening tonight, folks. Make sure you got your radio dial tuned to us for the next 45 minutes or so, because we will give away a $50 gift card to Pizza Pizza as well that you can use to get some pizzas from Neil down at the Portage Avenue location.
No problem.
We want to thank you again for coming in, and we'll let you get out of here so you can get everything else done tonight that you need to do for sure. In saying that, though, Go Jets, go.
Go Jets, go. And don't forget, Pizza Pizza. We have 12 restaurants all over Winnipeg. Sure. Okay, there you go. Don't forget our promos. Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you. So we'll let Neil get out of here as we fade him out. Obviously, that's a good setup there. We're going to take a quick commercial here, folks. And we'll be back in about 40 seconds as we get Neil set up and on the road again. Thanks to Pizza Pizza for allowing Neil to come in, and certainly thanks to them for the great offers they have here in Winnipeg. We'll be back in about 40 seconds, everybody.
Do you belong to a club of gamers with an amazing logo just screaming to be put onto T-shirts or hoodies? Are you a member of an intramural floor hockey team looking to intimidate the competition with your matching uniforms? No matter what your group's requirements for custom garments, from t-shirts to hoodies to sweatpants to jackets, local custom printing shop, printedshirts.ca, has got you covered. For over 20 years, the friendly staff at this homegrown Winnipeg company has been helping groups just like yours, big and small, on the U of M campus, with printed or embroidered garments, as well as an incredible variety of promotional products. Visit their website at printedshirts.ca or pop into their showroom at 464 Hargrave Street in the Exchange District to see what printed shirts can do for you.
Target is going underground. On the second and fourth Friday of every month, the party is in the basement. Shannon's Irish Pub and Eatery hosts On Target Underground in the belly of the city, down the stairs at 175 Carlton, right across the street from the convention center. Starting at dinner time for chill to drinks and hip shakers until close, Mud Marty spins all vinyl all night, from Motown to British Invasion and more. Drink specials and dinner specials are exclusive to this night, so don't miss On Target Underground. No cover, brought to you in part by UMFM 101.5 and Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
And we are back here on 101.5 UMFM. It is the Hockey Show. Thanks for hanging in with us past those commercials. We get ourselves set here.
We had to take some pictures.
Yeah, selfies with Neil, and certainly he's brought in some fan. We've got a couple of pizzas out there right now that
if anybody on campus is hungry,
if you're looking for some eats, we are gladly going to share, because I'm sure there's more pizza out there than either of us will ever finish in our lifetime.
I think there's a large meat supreme, yeah. There's a large Hawaiian, and there's a large veggie. So, and if you look at both of us, we don't eat veggie.
Well, you know what? I have no problem with the veggie, but I'm just going to say right now, if there's meat supreme in Hawaiian, I'm probably opting for that.
Probably
first.
Opt for that, yeah. But Curtis took some veggies. Curtis. He's thin and lanky, and he likes the veggie pizza.
He was talking about going for a run right after the show there, and I'm like, what are you talking? Take some pizza for dinner then afterwards.
Run and eat at the same time. Burn carbs as you're eating carbs.
Good to see Neil come in, and obviously good to get that going again. Just a quick blurb about them. For more than 50 years, Pizza Pizza has been guided by a vision of always the best food made especially for you, with focus on quality ingredients, customer service, continuous innovation, and community involvement. With more than 750 locations across Canada, the company is Canada's pizza pioneer and a quick service restaurant leader, operating two banners, Pizza Pizza and Pizza 73, that deliver quality food choices, diverse menus, and exciting promotions for all tastes, lifestyles, and budgets. Visit pizzapizza.ca and pizza73.com for more information. And again, within the next 40 minutes, we will give away a $50 gift card, compliments of Pizza Pizza.
Quick history of beans over here.
Uh-oh.
My dad's cousin owned a Pizza Pizza in Toronto.
There you go. So they're big in Ontario. I didn't know there were 12 in Winnipeg. Yeah. I had no clue that there was that many here. Yeah. So
my Uncle Luigi owned one.
Oh, look at you.
I've never met him before, but it's my dad's cousin.
There you go. There you are. We're going to get into some more fun here. I don't know if he's going to be calling in. I know Jason opted out tonight.
Just drop the ball, Jason.
Jason is one of the two unfortunate souls who happened to have their team eliminated from Survivor.
Eliminations.
And that's not so good.
That's going to happen in this
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Jason could not make the appointment tonight to do his exit interview. We've left a message for Elliot. Elliot, if you're listening to the show right now, we are awaiting your call.
We got some prizes for people, too.
We're going to talk about the prizes in a second.
Yeah.
Talk about the prizes in a second, because there's been some challenges that were met and completed, which is always good to see. But let's you know what? I'm going to say it right now. Let's break into this, because without it, It's not the same.
Hello, Canada and hockey fans in the United States and here from Lyon.
As the Survivor NHL opening comes on there, we want to talk a little Survivor right now. Again, Elliot is on deck, well, supposed to be on deck. If he doesn't do it this week, folks, we will do a bunch of them on the in the first week of May. We have an interview. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. We have an interview to do next week that's a special interview, so we want to get that on. But in the first week of May, if we haven't done your exit interview, so Jason, if you're listening, if we haven't done your exit interview, it will happen in the first week of May. So be prepared. Elliot, if you don't call in between 5:50 and 6 o'clock tonight, like we said we were going to, you will also be on deck. Also.
And if you guys don't do it, you're going to leave it up to T's and Beans.
It's only going to get worse, folks.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
It's only going to get worse. And so in saying that, as we go through the Survivor setup here, I do want to mention that we had four challenges out there. There was the first hat trick, first shutout of the playoffs, first upset of the playoffs, and the first team out of the playoffs, which is unfortunately an unhappy prize at that point. But
most of those were going to happen in the first round.
We expected a few of them to happen. I didn't expect maybe the upset to happen as quickly as it did, but it certainly happened quicker than it came. But the hat trick one is a little bit harder to get. The shutout one I expected to happen fairly quickly, and same thing, first out is always going to happen in the first round. So let's go through as they happened, okay? So the first one, the first challenge that was met was the shutout challenge. Mm-hmm. And that was won by Tyler, who had the Calgary Flames, who shut out the Colorado Avalanche. He has won himself a Tim Hortons gift card for 12 donuts.
12 is better than none.
Dozen donuts, since he pitched the donut, since his goaltender, Mike Smith, pitched the donut. And he gets a Bison's travel mug. Complimented Bison Sports.
So you can eat your donuts with
a coffee. With a coffee, that's all right.
Wow.
The hat trick challenge, for those who don't know, hat trick challenge required the first player to score a hat trick. That was won by Andy, who had the Vegas Golden Knights. Mark Stone did that in Game 3. Scored a hat trick on the San Jose Sharks, who seemed to be unable to stop Mark Stone, Pacioretty, and Stastny at any point there.
Congrats, Andy.
Andy has won himself a UMFM cap and a mug, much like the same cap and mug that Neil just took home. A fantastic looking cap.
And if you heard Neil talk about it, they're great.
He's excited, yeah.
They're great.
Good looking cap and mug, so we'll get that set up for Andy. The first out challenge, unfortunately, went to Elliot, who we were just talking about. Elliot, your Tampa Bay Lightning took a tumble very quickly. You will also get the UMFM cap and mug. Thanks for playing. Have a nice day. Some parting gifts on the way out for you. And then the first upset obviously went to Columbus, and Derek pulled that off. He had the Columbus Blue Jackets, wasn't too excited about it. Was one of the guys off the air last week, or 2 weeks ago, that got the Columbus Blue Jackets as one of the late picks there. Thought he was going to have the first out prize, but instead he wins the upset prize, which is a Winnipeg Jets t-shirt.
Yeah, and he's looking good for maybe the final prize.
Possibly. Final prize, though, looks like it's pretty good. Beans, you were pretty impressed with it.
I saw it. I couldn't see the logo. I saw the color, and I was like, is that an original six? Is that a Chicago Blackhawks jersey?
It is a red Chicago Blackhawks jersey, an XL Reebok version. Unfortunately, not an Adidas version. Yeah. It's not the new one. But a red, it's still a Blackhawks jersey. Still looks fantastic. Yes.
There's no change in the way the jersey looks. It's just the name on the
So the, fi- the so the final survivor, the one who wins it all, the one who is standing at the end, will win the Chicago Blackhawks red, I guess that would be the home jersey now. Red road jersey. Red home jersey for the Chicago Blackhawks. But it looks fantastic. We were just looking at it in the bed. It's still in plastic, too.
We haven't touched it. Don't worry.
It has not been taken out.
Our greasy fingers have not been on it.
Have not laid a finger on it yet. But so that's available at the end for those who are still in it. Unfortunately, there are two that are not. As 14 teams remain right now in contention. Possibly 13 tonight if the unfortunate end of San Jose happens. But as of right now, only Elliot and Jason eliminated, so everybody still got a shot at it in terms of winning that. So congratulations to everybody who has won a challenge prize. Obviously, it's nice if you're out first anyway for Elliot to get a prize out of her for having the worst team in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But at the same time, though, it's nice to see that not everything came to fruition as somebody had predicted on this show 2 weeks ago.
No names will be mentioned. Then pretty much two surprises of a sweep too. No one really expected those sweeps to come.
No, and I will counter with the first one that happened. Obviously, Tampa Bay and Columbus was not only unexpected but was virtually uncalled by anybody.
No, nobody. Everybody picked them to win. I think they had the most. The greatest odds since like 1996 of winning the Stanley Cup.
And the worst part of that is, and again, we'll talk about the numbers and the stats. I got a whole bunch of stuff that we can bring up for this. The worst part of that is that they didn't lead. And since the first game, the first period of the first game, when they were up 3-0.
That might have been the downfall, that they went up 3-0. And then we talked about it on the last show. As they took the feet off the gas and they were trying to score goals. That's all they were trying to do.
And John Cooper, when he's talking about that, you know, we didn't lose with that. They didn't lose to that for that game one to Columbus. They lost basically themselves because they were trying to score goals instead of trying to protect the lead.
Yeah.
I look at that and I go, okay, that's fine. Like, okay, you blow one, you blow a game, no big deal. I get it.
It happens.
It every team, you know, no team has won at 16-0. I get that. But. I'm going to say right now, the way that Columbus was outcoached, or the way that, sorry, Tampa was outcoached, the way that John Tortorella absolutely dismantled a team that won 62 wins, okay, fine. Like there's not a lot you can say after that. Yeah. There's not a lot that you can come up with and go, yeah, but. They weren't even in the series.
No, it wasn't even close. Losing that final game, I mean, I know it was three empty nets, but. You lost at 7-3. You got outplayed. You got outcoached. You got out everything. It's a good thing John Cooper signed that deal before the playoffs, eh?
Well, it's weird because Julian Brisebois today, they were talking to him at the exit interviews that were going on at Amalie Arena.
Yeah.
And he said, it doesn't matter. I would have signed him regardless of this result anyway. He's John Cooper. There is no other John Cooper.
It's true, but at the same time, Tampa Bay has been one of the best NHL teams in the last few years.
So here's the quote. Speaking of that, here's the quote following Game 4 after the shocking 7-3 victory in the Game 4 loss that swept Tampa Bay out. Quote, this is from John Cooper, coach coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Quote, when you have the amount of points we had, it's a blessing and a curse in a way. You don't play any meaningful hockey for a long time. Then all of a sudden you have to ramp it up. It's not an excuse. It's reality. And we heard somebody 2 weeks ago claim that was a tired media-driven narrative.
That tired media-driven narrative came from the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
That tired media-driven narrative is reality, according to John Cooper.
Oh, just knives are being poked.
Look at 100%. Here's the catch.
Yeah.
I love Brian. Brian's a fantastic guy.
Yep.
Brian helps us out on does
he's
all
passionate.
Sorts of stuff. Does all sorts of great stuff for us on for Bison Women's Hockey. He's the camera guy. He wears a headset. He commentates. He's an outstanding guy. Loves the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yep. Unquestioned, unparalleled passion for his team. I'm never gonna fault the guy for being that. But we said this was a possibility to happen.
This was a possibility.
We continued to tell him that there's a good chance. They're not going to win.
Yep.
And again, 100%, I back your team until the end of time, until they have no life left, until they're finally eliminated. 100% agree with him that Tampa Bay was the best team in the regular season, that they likely were. And again, John Cooper said, that's how it goes. You have a historic regular season, and we had a historic playoff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like he said, like they didn't play any meaningful hockey. So they didn't play to the top of their level for the last 20 games of the season. They weren't playing high-level hockey for the last 20 games of the season. So, to expect to turn it on for the playoffs when a team like Columbus has been fighting for their playoff lives for the last month of the
hockey
season.
This is a team that didn't lose. Tampa Bay didn't lose three in a row all year.
Yep.
Tampa Bay didn't lose four in a row all year.
Yep.
Tampa Bay lost to the fifth best team in the Metropolitan. Not the fourth best.
Yep.
The fifth best. They were the last team to make the playoffs. Here's the catch. Basically, in the last 3 weeks of the season, Tampa was only playing for history. They weren't playing for anything else.
No.
There was no reason for them to pile up points. There was no reason for them to push hard except to try and get 62 wins or beat that 62-win record. 62 wins is a fantastic effort. Again, Detroit didn't win when they set that record as well, but that's just a footnote in history.
That just happens.
Columbus, in the last 3 weeks of the season, won 7 of 8 games. Their only loss came to Boston when they didn't play that well in that Boston game. Won 7 of 8 games. They gave up 2 or fewer goals in each of those victories.
That's a good hockey team going up right there.
We've seen number 8 teams come out of the, like, obviously LA won.
Yep.
As a number 8 team, they beat Vancouver that year, who were the President's Trophy winners.
Yep.
We've seen good number 8 teams. I don't know if Columbus is a true number 8 team, though. I don't know if they're the second wild card team. I know they are by points, but I don't know if they are by structure, by chemistry, by any of that, because they didn't look like that.
No, they at the trade deadline, they changed dramatically with those trades. It took them a little while to get their feet wet there in Columbus with their new acquisitions.
They are
a totally different team. And Sergei Bobrovsky played well. That hasn't happened in the playoffs in a long time for Columbus. They haven't had solid goaltending. So to have Sergei Bobrovsky play at his top level, have their top offensive guys play at their best level, they can beat anybody.
As of right now, they have beaten anybody.
Anybody who's anybody.
So, I mean, you look at this, and again, we're not trying to bloodlet anybody here. We're not trying I haven't texted, tweeted anything to Brian. I feel bad for Brian because Brian does have that 100% faith in his team. And that is the most passionate guy I've seen about a team that he's doesn't play in his own city.
Yeah.
He will go to bat for them. And I love Brian. Like I said, Brian's a fantastic guy. But we said it could happen. We said this is a team now with John Cooper in charge. It's gone to the Eastern Conference Final 3 times and to the Stanley Cup Finals once, and they lost. And now they're out in the first round after having a historic season in 4 games that's never happened before. Not saying that anybody saw this coming. And again, I will admit I didn't see this coming. I thought if they ran into problems, it would be against a Toronto or Boston team, maybe against a Washington, but not against Columbus.
No.
And in saying that, I don't know if anybody... I mean, there were a handful of people who picked Columbus to beat Tampa in various different pools and stuff or whatever, but I don't know if anybody actually saw this coming in 4 games.
No, not in 4. I mean, I think Tampa definitely was up against a tough opponent coming in the playoffs, like you said, 7 of 8 for Columbus down the stretch just to make the playoffs. They were on a winning path, and they're keeping it going. Like there's nothing stopping them now. I mean, I think they're gonna come up. We said against Washington or Carolina in the next round,
likely because they can't cross over until back into Columbus has got Toronto and Boston.
We were saying that before. Is that I think no matter who comes out of that, the way Columbus played in that first round, they're going to beat either of those teams.
I don't disagree with you.
Very little defense on those teams as well. Boston doesn't have the strongest defense, either does Toronto. Could take advantage. That Columbus offense could take advantage of that. So.
We're not just talking about, you got goal scoring from the guys like Duchesne, from Panarin, from Seth Jones, from Cam Atkinson.
Yeah.
You expect scoring from those guys. Oliver Bjorkstrand, he had in 2016, he had 6 game-winning goals in the Calder Cup playoffs for Lake Erie, including the Calder Cup clinching goal.
He's a playoff machine.
And he's got 2 already in this playoffs in game 3 and 4. You see a guy like Alexander Texier. Guy was 13 months old when they played their inaugural game, Columbus played their inaugural game. 13 months. He wasn't even out of diapers yet.
Not yet.
And now he's one of the big-name players on that team. Like, you look at the secondary, the depth scoring that they're getting. David Savard, who nobody had heard of prior to this series.
For a while.
David Savard wasn't even... I don't even think the NHLPA knows he exists. Who? That guy?
That guy.
Is that just a... Do we have the wrong name? David Savard, out of nowhere, became one of the most key players in that series. And then, of course, he got the great goaltending by Bobrovsky.
Yep.
We said a hot goalie could disrupt, Tampa Bay. Forget the hot goalie. It's a hot 20 players down that lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it's a train right now, and it's rolling, so it's going to go.
We got a quick 22-second break here. I'm not even going to fade the mics out for this. We just got to get the legal ID in, folks, so we're going to get that. Do you want to play the good one or the bad one?
Am I going to say the bad one?
Well, the bad one's 54 seconds. It's another minute
we'll
off
play
our
the
time.
Good one.
Okay, we'll play Ron Swanson coming
I
in.
I need to choose some pizza first.
Ron Swanson, so you got 22 seconds to kill this off. Here's Ron Swanson with the legal idea, everybody.
UMFM made the unprecedented move in hiring radio consultant Ron Swanson to improve the operations of the station. Will we see major changes?
Normally, if given a choice between doing something and nothing, I'd choose to do nothing. But I will do something if it helps someone else do nothing. I'd work all night if it meant nothing got done.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
So there's Ron Swanson with a little helpful advice there for everybody.
Still the best character of all time.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. So we may have to play the other legal ID towards the end of the show there just to get that out of the way. Just to get that out of the way. Yeah. But there's at least one of them for you, folks, to get that out of the way. Now, in saying that, again, we're not going to give away. We're going to give away this $50 gift card in about 5 minutes' time. So 6:13, everybody. Coordinate your watches. Set your clocks. 6:13.
Should we give them the go?
No, not yet. Not yet.
But like at 6:13, we'll tell them.
Well, 6:13, we might give them the old Jeffy Probst here. But I'm not. It's going to be again. We're going to have a specific caller.
Ooh.
Specific caller who's going to win this gift card. Okay, so be prepared. Specific caller, win the gift card. Coming up at 6:13, so in 5 minutes time, folks. Okay,
go $50. That's get you a lot of pizzas
at 10% off as well. Off. That'll get you a heck of a meal.
And you got like an hour and a half till Jets game.
The only problem is the $50 gift card they're sending from head office in Ontario. So you can't use it tonight.
You could still go to Pizza Pizza, get that 10% off.
Well, you could get the 10% off, exactly. But the $50 gift card will come to you. And not only that, not only are we going to give you the $50 gift card.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to give you one of the Pizza Pizza t-shirts, the Go Jets Go t-shirts.
Ooh.
I'm going to top that up as well. There you go. So the 10% that you save, you also get 10% more t-shirts.
There's nothing better than deals.
Exactly. So we'll give you the t-shirt.
We like to give away.
And we'll give you the $50 gift card. That'll come to you via possibly mail by any means. But the t-shirt will be available for you. I do have that in my hand. Well, I don't have it in my hand. It's sitting in ungreasy.
Can't really see it.
An ungreasy spot away from pizza right now. But I will give you the t-shirt as well. So in 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, 3.5 minutes time now. It's not 6:09 according to our clock right now. We will open up the phone lines and a specific caller. We will name that caller shortly. Let you know what's happening at exactly 6:13 at that point, folks. So we'll get all that stuff done in a few minutes in terms of a $50 gift card. Again, it'll buy you lots of pizza. And the pizza's outstanding. Beans, you've sampled virtually all of them except for the veggie one. I don't fault you. But at the same time, though.
I'm an animal.
At the same time, though, how is the pizza so far?
It's great. No, I can't.
I know. Again, I know you were eating the Hawaiian one over there. Yeah. That you know, people are gonna polarizing pizza with the pineapple.
I think I'm gonna break Twitter with eating pineapple pizza. But
In saying that, though, the meat supreme out there is fantastic as well. I know you had some of that. I gotta say, right now, if you're looking for great pizza, folks, I mean, we've had 2 weeks in a row now. We've had great pizza offers coming on. I don't have a problem with either of the sponsors that have been helping out the Jets, be the Boston Pizza or Pizza Pizza. Tonight's pizza is fantastic. Yeah. Last week's pizza, fantastic. Let's be honest. We are eating like kings right now.
Pizza kings. The kings of pizza. That's what they'll call us for now.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay as long as we get
pizza.
If there's more pizza to come, if there's more pizza. Even if there's not more pizza to come, we may have had our entire fill of a year's worth of pizza already.
Probably. And the thing is, like, what better food is there to eat during a hockey game than pizza?
That's a tough question, but I'm going to say none.
None. That is a correct answer.
Yeah, all right.
You win more pizza.
I get another slice of pizza. That's fantastic. So again, keep your clock set, folks. We're less than 2 minutes to the pizza extravaganza.
Extravaganza giveaway.
Extravaganza. We're going to do this live on the air. You're going to hear everybody call in and the disappointment they have.
I want to hear
for those people who. Oh.
That's my favorite part of these contests they do on the radios is the disappointment I hear in people's voices.
You're a sociopath sadistic, over there.
Sadistic fool over here. But hey,
just
whatever.
Just,
you know what they say? Whatever brings you joy.
Just the crushing defeat of not winning. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Obviously, Pittsburgh getting eliminated by New York. I'm just going to bring this up quickly. We got less than a minute to talk about this. But Pittsburgh has no defense.
No,
and the fact that today. And again, I don't know what he's talking about, but Jim Rutherford came out in the final interview of the and said this is the best defense he's ever had since he's been in Pittsburgh. I'm almost certain that he's senile.
Was Jim Rutherford glasses like cracked in half and he was seeing four defensemen at one time?
I don't know.
And he thought that was a crazy. Yeah, he's lost it.
Because I mean, Pittsburgh,
they got swept in four, and they won cups with better defense.
They've won cups two of the last 4 years. Again, they won back to back cups. They had to have had better defense. I don't know what he's talking about.
Like, I think when it comes to like general managers and having to answer for questions of why their team got eliminated in the first round, got swept the way they did, I think just the craziness comes out and people they don't know what to say. They want to say something that's going to make people feel better, and none of them have done it yet.
But how does it make you feel better when you're basically standing up there going, I don't know what I'm talking about?
They're
going
to be like, well, if this is the best defense we ever had, the future does not look bright for Pittsburgh.
Like, honestly, where are they coming up with this?
When Eric Gombranson is on your top pair, there is something wrong.
I don't know.
There is something wrong.
Like, they had...
They got some decent young guys.
Jeff Probst was right when he said...
Absolutely nothing.
Like, they have absolutely nothing on the back
absolutely
end.
Absolutely nothing.
All right, with 6:13, folks, it's time to give away a $50 gift card to Pizza Pizza. Compliments of Pizza Pizza, where you can get your all sorts of great pizza, like we're having right now, like
yes.
we're chowing down on. Again, 12 restaurants across Winnipeg. Pizza Pizza has been a household staple for Winnipeggers since 2009 and understands what gets the community excited. A huge part of that is the love for the Winnipeg Jets. Let's go with, I'm going to set this up right now. Let's go with caller number Truba. Number eight. Caller number eight will get you some pizza. So get your dialing fingers going at 204-269-8636. 204-269-UMFM. We've already got a caller on the line. Let's get your sadistic game of enjoying this going here as we bring this caller
on.
I
might laugh at you. Just.
Hello, caller. You're number one.
Hey!
You're number one. We're looking for number eight, so keep calling if you can.
Oh, no!
That's all right. Call back if you can.
That brought me joy.
There you go.
My insides feel great.
Hello, caller. You're number two.
Number two.
Yeah, yeah. Give it a shot again. There's six more spots to go. So two callers in. Again, if you want to win a $50 gift card, compliments Pizza Pizza. We're looking for caller number eight.
Got another one.
Caller number three.
Whoa.
You're getting closer, though, so keep calling.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, caller. You're number four.
Number four.
You're getting closer, though. It's you can cut four more calls for you.
The odds are in your favor.
That sounds good.
All right. Caller number eight, folks, we're looking for. We got another caller here coming in. Caller number five. You're almost there. One more call. Caller number six.
Oh, number six.
You're close, though. You're
two
you're,
more.
We have caller number seven on the phone. Hi, you're caller number seven.
No, you're wrong. I'm eight.
Unfortunately, you're not.
I was bad at math, but
that's all right, though. Here is our winner. We've got caller number eight coming in right now. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks. How are
good.
You?
Good, I'm doing all right. Who is this?
This is Drew.
Drew, how is everything tonight for you? Is everything going well?
Things are great.
Can we make it a little better for you?
Please do.
$50 in pizza coming
all
your
right.
way, sir. $50.
And a Go Jets Go t-shirt.
And the t-shirt,
fantastic.
Exactly. We'll get all that set up for you. We're going to take, I'm going to get some information from you. So yep. Hang time. It's going to throw you on hold, and then we'll get some information off you. We'll take a quick break here, folks, again, as we get this information going here. So hold tight there, Drew, and we'll get the information off you, okay?
Great. I came here to hear you tear Brian apart, and I leave with
some
pizza. Great.
Again, Brian's a great guy. I can't fault him for loving the Lightning, but
Brian needs a hug.
But the Lightning just crapped the bed.
Brian needs a hug.
Agreed.
All right, hang on, Drew. We'll get the information off you, okay?
Thanks.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break
here.
Congrats, Drew. Exactly. We'll take a quick break here as we get into this and certainly have some fun with a commercial. I don't even have a commercial. Do we have a commercial here?
We should just play me eating pizza.
We could do that if you really want to do that. But you know what? I'm going to play the Heritage Minute that we played in PEI. This is all about the PEI stuff. So you got about a minute here, folks, or I got about a minute here, folks, to get some information. Beans, I might have to come back and throw you on alone while I'm getting information off Drew. But let's
I'm
play
a lone wolf.
Lone wolf. Listen to this guy. Let's get this going here on 101.5 here. We'll be back out right after this break, folks, as we get some information off Drew to get him some pizza. Hang tight, everybody.
I like open fires. Moonlit nights, chatty letters, rainy days. I like daydreaming. I love this colorful little island of ruby, emerald, and sapphire. Yet often my dark moods come. I'm possessed body and soul by this depression. They say women shouldn't write. Some days I almost give up. But I cannot contain my imagination. I made Anne real. I gave her my love of nature, my love of books, and my childhood dreams. My greatest happiness would be to climb the Alpine Pass and write upon it a woman's humble name.
Lucy Maud Montgomery battled depression, rejection, and sexism to become known around the world for Anne of Green Gables and 19 other novels.
Welcome back to the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM. Okay. We just gave away $50 worth of pizza to Drew. And he also gets a Go Jets Go shirt, also from Pizza Pizza. Thank you, Pizza Pizza, for the gift card, the shirt, and the wonderful pizza.
Absolutely. Whoa.
I'm not on.
There we go. I was going to say, I put the headphones on, but I didn't put the actual switch on. So Drew does have himself a gift card. We'll get all that information out to him. Congratulations on, as Beans was just saying, and thanks to Pizza Pizza for that. That's awesome to get that going. So we've gone through a couple of series already. I don't know about you, but that Dallas-Nashville series looks a little nasty, especially with that 5-0 victory last night by the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, it's getting a little chippy there. Some blowout games in that series as well. A couple close ones.
There was a little bit of a blowout game. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Is Martin Jones the worst goaltender in the NHL right now? Or is that just a product? And here's why I say that. And I'm going to bring this up because I've seen a lot of people online, a lot of people on Twitter, a lot of people on social media ripping the crap out of Martin Jones about how bad he's been.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, he's got an .896 save percentage throughout the season. Okay, that's awful.
I know, I had him as my goalie in my pool.
Okay, so there you go. So you know, you're very well aware.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. In the regular season, they didn't ask him to be perfect. They didn't ask him to be exceptional. They didn't ask him to be average. They just said make stops.
Yeah.
They loaded up on offense. Brent Burns, Erik Karlsson, Evander Kane, Gustav Nyquist they traded for. Obviously, Pavelski's up there, Couture's up there, Thornton's up there. Yeah. They literally masked the fact that they couldn't defend worth a crap.
Yeah.
And now when it comes to the playoffs, all of a sudden everybody's going, wait a minute, they're terrible.
Yeah.
And that's true, they are terrible. But 82 games with that offense will mask those problems. Mm-hmm. So again, I'll ask, is Martin Jones the worst goaltender in the NHL?
Right now, yes.
But again, is it Martin Jones' fault? Because you've basically told him all season, you don't have to be exceptional. You just got to make a handful of stops.
Well, I mean, but even in the season, I mean, he maybe made a handful of stops and he still would let a handful of goals in per game. I mean, they weren't winning close scoring games.
But again, you don't have to stop everything. You just need to stop enough is what he was told.
Yeah, but I mean, and we've said this plenty of times, is that the playoffs are a different monster. You have to be able to make saves in the playoffs.
Correct.
Because the other goalie on the other end is going to do his job to make
saves.
So
is this Martin Jones' problem, or is this Doug Wilson's problem and Peter DeBoer's problem, or whoever is coaching there now? Because they've basically gone out and built a system that says you don't have to stop everything. You don't even have to stop most things. Yeah. You just got to stop enough.
So this is a system problem because this is a Peter DeBoer problem because it's a system problem. Because when you cannot defend properly, you got some of the biggest names on defense in the NHL, in Erik Karlsson and Brent Burns. But those guys aren't your defensive defensemen. Mark Edward Vlasic, who's been hurt, is one of the best defenders in the game.
Correct.
But that's all you got. And if you don't have guys defending your net, defending your zone properly, and to expect Martin Jones to make the saves that you didn't expect him to make in the during the season, it's going to show, and it's showing right now.
Because you basically told Martin Jones for 82 games, don't worry about it. We got it.
Don't worry about it. We'll finish. We'll make the playoffs.
Right. We got it.
Score enough goals. And like I said, they went through that whole season not winning games by a 2-1 score or a 1-0 score. They were winning 6-5 and 6-4, and they were scoring a lot of goals because they got a great offensive team.
Yeah.
But their defense has been bad all year long, and their goaltending has been bad all year long. It's just now it's come to a point where they're playing a team and a system in the way the Vegas Golden Knights play that they can't win. This is pretty much an impossible win for the San Jose Sharks.
I don't disagree. I think that, again, I think that the problem becomes you look at the entire system, that the entire organization right now, and they focus on the wrong thing all season long. And again, I have no problem scoring goals during Tampa Bay, no problem scoring goals during the regular season. But when it comes time to actually buckling down and playing hard defense, can't do it.
Can't do it. So do you see Aaron Dell play?
I would say no. And again, they've already said Martin Jones starting game 5 tonight. And here's why I think that's a good idea. Out of the two goaltenders you have, Martin Jones is the better goalie, and he was awful.
I'm not. Yeah, I wasn't saying that Dell was.
But I get what you're saying.
To get the team going.
I don't think it matters though. That's the problem. I know Vlasic's coming back tonight, so that may help.
Yeah, they're back on home ice.
Right. But I look at this and I go, this is bigger than one game. Yeah. This is going to be a problem for game 6, game 7 if you make it there. Yeah. Because you cannot defend. You just don't have a team that knows how to protect the net.
So now, is Erik Karlsson worth a sign for them?
No. If I'm San Jose, I use that money to go and find 2 or 3 solid defenders.
Yep.
And
all
change
defenders.
Because again, you're going to have a couple guys. I mean, take Joe Thornton out. He's probably going to retire.
Yep.
If he doesn't retire, he's coming back at a league minimum salary at that point. But you look at Gustav Nyquist, probably going to be a free agent, probably not going to come back. You look at the big money they threw at Evander Kane, big money they threw at Joe Pavelski, big money they threw at Logan Couture, big money they threw at Brent Burns, and you go, all right, there's our structure. There's our team for next year, our big players for next year.
Let's build around that.
Let's go and find a couple of guys now that can help protect the back end. Because we can score goals still.
Yeah.
But we have no clue. We don't even know what our own zone looks like half the time.
Yeah.
We're lost back there.
And there's going to be a lot of guys on the free agent market or that our teams are willing to part with that they can pick up and use and be a successful defensive core.
Yeah.
It's whether or not that Doug Wilson is going to not pull the trigger on that Erik Karlsson signing.
It's just one of those things. And
it's
again,
it's the juicy steak sitting in front of you.
See, but I to flip this over now, and this is where we were talking about it before the show as well. If you're Vegas, does it worry you that you're only getting scoring out of Mark Stone, Paul Stastny,
Peter Ball.
and Max Pacioretty? Because right now, I don't know if, I mean, Shea Theodore had that great goal the other night, but he's the only other guy I think that scored for Vegas in this series right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a couple other guys, don't get me wrong, but you look at the number of points that those three have put up, and they're the executioners right now. They are absolutely shredding San Jose.
Yeah.
But you go, are they only dressing 3 forwards every night? What's going on?
Well, but we also talked before the show is that they do have the defensive system in place to only get one line scoring.
No. And that's
keep
fine.
The pucks
out
the
net. And that's fine.
And you got Fleury in.
But it also helps with the fact that you're playing 90% of the game in the other zone. So when you look at this and you go, all right, they faced a terrible goaltender, terrible defensive system in
San Jose. Yeah.
Likely would, if Calgary can recover, would have the same problem. Is there anybody that can stop Vegas right now in the West other than on that side of the West?
The Central.
on that side. Other than maybe Colorado, who's likely going to be their next round opponent?
If everything looks the way it's happening, it will be a Colorado-Vegas matchup.
Which is not what anybody, I think, expected.
No, and I mean, I wouldn't give Colorado the benefit of the doubt of being a terribly strong defensive team either. But I think their system works well, where everybody on that team pays the price to play defense, and and then they get the speed up front in McKinnon and Rantanen and Landeskog and all those guys up front to score them goals.
So. I agree. I don't know. I look at this right now and I just go, this is not... If I'm Gary Bettman, you reap what you sow when it comes to parody, but yeah. You're losing the major television markets that you want to have around very quickly and in stunning fashion.
You just hope that the refereeing doesn't change because of that, right? Oh. Like you go, you don't want to think that that's going to happen, but you just, I don't know. I think some of these markets, like the Islanders, like Columbus, I think are bigger than what we think they are. I think they.
Oh no, they are. And take nothing away from
well,
them. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's not the sexy matchup that Gary Bettman wants right. for a Stanley Cup Finals. So.
A couple of things before we get out of here, as we got about 3 minutes to go here. Number one, obviously, thank you to Neil Navarro for coming in tonight, bringing all the great stuff that he brought with us, and for allowing us to give away that $50 gift card and the T-shirt that Drew won. Congratulations to Drew for winning that in terms of being caller number 8. Congratulations.
And thanks, guys, for listening and calling.
Yeah,
so.
For calling in and making this a fun show. Just want to bring up a thing. On April 8th, according to a Joe Friesen article written in the Globe and Mail, Ontario government has put campus radio as an optimal fee for students at post-secondary institutions now in that province, which likely means that a number of students could opt out of funding their and we made friends with the guys out in Western and Western Radio when we were out there doing the Nationals, and they have an outstanding radio campus radio program going out there, but they could lose a ton of funding if kids start opting out of it. And don't forget, if you're coming into school, if it's your first year, you have to make that decision. Is that a priority for you if you're a student? That's the question now. Yeah, you're gonna put a lot of these voices out to pasture, basically.
Yeah, for young people, I mean, it's a lot of money to come to school. They gotta, you know, pay the price and get an education. So it's gonna be a tough decision. But we do hope that, you know, they make the decision to support campus radio, because, you know, it's been around for so long and it's such a big staple in the university community in Canada. So, I mean, let's hope that it doesn't affect anything in Ontario. So,
speaking of Ontario, next week we're going to have a guest calling in from Ontario as we welcome the executive director of Hockey Helps the Homeless, Ryan Bailey, coming on because he has a special announcement about, let's say something big's going to happen in Winnipeg.
Ooh.
Something big.
Like a Stanley Cup?
Hockey Helps the Homeless is going to
bring this delegate.
Hockey Helps the Homeless. Ryan Bailey, the executive director, will talk to us about everything about what's going on. We'll talk to him about the playoffs. We'll talk to him about being a Toronto Maple Leafs fan as they're just outside. They're just north of Toronto, so you know they're going to cheer for the Maple Leafs. But we'll talk to him about that next week. So don't expect any interviews. If you're going to do your exit interview, folks, we'll get in contact with you. We'll make sure that the exit interviews happen that first week of May. So tune in next week for Ryan Bailey as we talk to him a little bit about everything that Hockey Helps Homeless does and what they're going to be doing here in Winnipeg coming up, hopefully, maybe this year. Yeah. Maybe we'll see what happens.
Sounds like a great cause.
Yeah, knock on wood that we see something great coming out of that. Beans, we've got about 30 seconds. Anything you want to say before we get out of here other than go Jets go?
Thank you. Thank you to Pizza Pizza for the pizza
thank
again.
You.
Thank you, Navarro. Neil Navarro for getting us the pizza and for supporting the Jets and supporting the community. And I don't know if you want to mention, but we are going somewhere after the show.
You know what? We're gonna go to the playoff headquarters as well, down to Boston Pizza. They were on our show a week ago. I have no problem talking about them.
Yep.
I want to thank Boston Pizza for welcoming us to the Pembina Highway location as we go down there and check out everything they're offering as well, because we didn't get a chance to do that last week with us being busy. So gonna go down and check out all that. Maybe grab ourselves a Bud White.
Yeah, and the Jets game kind of starts in like an hour.
That's fantastic.
So we'll be there for that probably.
I'm pretty sure we'll see at least some of that game.
Hopefully we'll see you guys there.
Absolutely. So for everybody who's listening, thanks for tuning in to the Hockey Show here on 101.5 UMFM. We will see you next week, everybody. Here is Gesaffelstein and Pharrell Williams once more with Blast Off as we exit out of the studio. It's Hockey Show every Thursday, 101.5 UMFM.